including our next guest, who would come in basically on an annual basis. He'd come in and do, what did he do with us, like Jerry's Percentages before, I think Confirm or Deny, goofing on Fergie a little bit. And we've had him over the phone a bunch of times over the past 13 months since we've been at home. And the sun's out, so I'm a little bit surprised he's not trying to sneak in 9. I wouldn't be surprised if he's out there right now. Here is Maple Leaf legend, our good buddy Darcy Tucker. Do you have the clubs in your hands right now? Are you hands-free, or what's up, Tux?
You know what, partner? Smooth 77 today. The sun came out, and I just absolutely rinsed the boys. So they're licking their wounds until tomorrow, and I'll go home and watch the game tonight and get ready for another match tomorrow.
I like it. It's the only way to live, man. It's the only way to go. How you feeling about your Maple Leafs? Like, obviously last night it didn't go their way, but they're red hot, and a lot of people are pretty excited in this town. How you thinking things are going to play out here post-deadline?
I'm super excited as well. You know, obviously the addition of Foligno is great. I think that anytime you can add somebody with that amount of character and leadership, and I met him at the NHL Awards when I was down in Vegas, and both him and his brother are good people, so they've added some quality people over the deadline here, and it's exciting for all of us. You know, as alumni, I might actually put my jacket on when the playoffs come on. So I know O-Dog's got his on every day, and I wanted to say one thing. Like, is it became that easy? All I need is a 5-carat studded earring and to wash my hair in the sink, and I can get a job now with you guys, or what?
Yeah, TSN's hiring, man. If you get that ring in your ear, can you believe the size of that thing? And he was rocking it yesterday. Yeah, it sticks out.
I didn't even know. I didn't notice it until somebody pointed it out to me. I got to be honest. Like, I watch the broadcast all the time, but it just, somebody's like, are we going to talk about O's earring? I'm like,
he's got the blue steel profile, too, because he's in the back and he's looking left, so only his left ear is shown on camera, and it shines, man. It shines.
Well, it won't go down the drain when he's washing his hair. It's too big.
Can you confirm those stories? Like, he told us on the air a couple of weeks ago, he had bought a house in Carolina that he owned for 2 years. He never took one shower in the house he owned. And you were his teammate.
The human doesn't shower. Like, it's amazing. Like, after a game, like, you've just been out there, you're all over the place, you're sweating, you're drenched, and he'd come through the shower. He would walk by everybody, and the driplets would hit him, and he'd leave the shower. I'm like, you don't put soap on your human body, or, like, you don't care, or what? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, that's
like a barnyard animal. Like, it just just grazes. That's it.
Going straight to the pub too, and he just like, wash your hands. Like, what? Like, I don't get it. Like, he'd wash his hands in the sink, like, with, like, the stuff you used for your face, like the shaving cream. And I'm like, what is that gonna do? Go get in the shower, man.
Nope, not a part of his routine. That's not how it worked for him. 12 years in the NHL, and it just that's his reputation. That's the best part of it. That's what sticks after all these years with Darcy Tucker. And, I mean, the Leafs are in a good spot. We had your old teammate Jason Strudwick on in the last hour, and he was taking claim for all the glory years in Kamloops. He said it was the Niedermeyer-Strudwick show. So we figured we'd give you a chance to reply, because I think you were the man at the end there. You were the captain. You had over 100 points 1 year.
I let – 1 year. Let's get some things straight here. No, Struds was like the concierge for the team. If you needed anything, you went to Struds. If you needed something for the house, you needed linens for your bed, he was the guy to call up and get things done for sure. Definitely not hair products, because his hair was absolutely brutal in junior. So I can only imagine what the comb over is looking like nowadays. But he probably should take it high and tight with the Messier himself.
Yes. Yes, yeah, that's we've been advocating for that for a while, right, Noodles? You're pretty close with Strutty. You've been trying to give him that chat for quite some time.
We've been telling him he's got the palm tree attached to the top of his head and just clip it off and move on type of thing. But he's hanging on. And I remember Tyson Nash telling me a story. Strutty fought some, like, monster in junior, and the guy just... I mean, he came in third in the fight. I can't remember the name of the tough guy. I don't know if you were there at the time, but there was some, like, guy who was just going through the Western League and just chewing everyone. I don't know if it was maybe Chara. Was Chara around at that time? Like, who was the tough guys back in the day?
Chara was after me, but I don't know. Studs might have fought him at some point after I left, but there was a bunch of tough guys back then in our league, but the guy probably wasn't over 5 foot seven. Studs couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag, so definitely if he was tough, Studs tried to stay away from those sort of guys. He tried to stick to his weight category, which was 160 and under.
Yeah, I don't blame him for that. That's not a bad move. I mean, we've been talking a lot about just, you know, different rinks in Ontario, and you guys are two WHL alums, and Noodles, you would talk about it back in the late 80s, early 90s, some of the mutants out there, and just the crowds. Like, what was your go-to rival out there, Darcy, in Kamloops? Yeah. Like, which building would you go to and you realized this is going to get loud, it's going to get a little bit crazy in here, and if the benches start clearing, we might need a police escort to get out of town?
It was definitely in my time, the Portland Winterhawks. We always used to go into their building because they'd get 10,000 fans, and they had a huge rink, and they'd sell it out every game. And people didn't like me very much there, and I always liked to put on a show in that rink for sure. But back to the tough guys, I remember my first ever fight ever in my life. Like, people say all the time, oh, toxic, you like to fight. I hated fighting. I was like a goal scoring sort of guy when I came into junior, and my first WHL fight was my first exhibition game, and I hit this guy at center ice, and he was like the guy, you know those cartoons when you hit him in the chest that he goes 20 feet the other way, his helmet popped off, and I get skating back towards the neutral zone, and the bench starts screaming at me, so I turn around and drop my gloves. And I look at him, and I'm like, why am I doing this? He's like 6'4". He's got a book out now, and it's Brant Myers. And Brant Myers took my off the top of my head and put my nose underneath my eye on my one side. And I went to the locker room after it was bleeding all over the place. And Bob Brown, our general manager, came down the room, and he's like, what the heck are you doing? And I'm like, well, you told me I had to, like, play physical and get involved. And he's like, yeah, but not with that guy. What is wrong with you? He could have killed you. And needless to say, that was my first WHL fight. And from that moment in time, I always stayed away from Mizey because he was, like, and I know he's got his book out now, and he's come a long way in a long period of time here, but what an amazing first WHL fight for me. My dad was like, are you crazy? I'm like, well, I made the team anyway, so.
I guess so, first impression, but he was a beast.
Oh, he was the beast. Hands down, he was the heavyweight champion in the Western Hockey League, was he not? For a couple of years, too. Like, he was an absolute beast. Like, there were a lot of tough guys back then, but.
He's an Edmonton boy, isn't he, Noodles?
Yeah, I mean, I don't say I grew up with him, but I've known him for many, many years and had lots of, you know, nights out with him, that type of stuff. And, you know, he's a really good guy, a quality person. I just, while we're talking, I just text Nasher to find out who Strutty beat up. And I said, who was the guy that Strudwick fought in junior that knocked his toupee off into the stands? And he goes, Mad Dog Paul Ferrone. He goes, he came in third in that fight, and the Zamboni sucked up his toupee afterwards.
it clogged the Zamboni up. We had to wait 25 minutes extra because they were trying to get it out.
It's like a Super Bowl halftime because Strutty lost his hair.
Yeah, not ideal. Doug Ferrone was only 5'4", so he had arts whipped.
Yeah, I love it. Mad Dog. That's an outstanding
Mad
handle.
Dog Ferrone. You know a guy is a tough guy if he's got a nickname like that.
Mad Dog, like, Brant Myers. Yeah, this is great. Those were the days back then. Well, we'll see what happens with your Leafs tonight. David Rittich, I guess, is going to make his debut, and they're in a good spot. They're going back to the playoffs, and we'll see what ends up happening. But it's always great to have you on, buddy. We appreciate it, and we'll do it again soon.
Thanks, gentlemen. Hazy, whenever you want. We got a game, so you're my partner, and we'll take on whoever wants us.
You got it, man. Whoever's standing. I'll shoot you a note soon. We'll get out there. We'll make some cash.
Sounds good, brother. Great job, guys.
You got it. There he is, Darcy Tucker, Toronto Maple Leafs alum, and Brant Myers. I'm looking at his picture here on HockeyDB. He looks terrifying in this picture.
I just watched some of his fights. He's lefty.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a lefty, and he was about 240. Like he carried some weight, and he was an absolute killer. He could skate too. He had good hands. If you look at his junior stats, like he could play. And well, but he was so
Let me read this one off here quickly. Okay, so in 91-92, which I believe was Tucker's rookie year, he spent half the year in Portland, the other half in Lethbridge. He had 359 penalty minutes in 53 games. Yeah. Like, that's basically you're fighting every game and a half, like more or less, pretty much every game and a half. And the amazing thing about like a heavyweight like that is that there are other guys in the league that have the amount of courage to say, I'm going to go you as well. Like Tucker clearly wasn't looking to fight him there. Tucker's saying he threw a hit, and then next thing you know, it was like, I don't have a choice. I've got to go. But that reminds me of Pooley's story about his first fight in the NHL. He said he fought Ron Duguay. And, Pooley, I guess, because I think Brian Burke was his agent and had been talking to him. Pooley's told this story many times and said, okay, you're coming out of college, you know, early 80s, you're going to have a reputation. Like, guys are going to start saying, I'm going to lean on you. So maybe get into a fight early in your career or whatever. Set the tone, and then it's like prison rules. Once you've decided you can fight or you're going to fight, then everyone leaves you alone. You just go play the game. And I guess he tapped on Duguay's shoulder thinking, hey, it's good guy, you know, good looking Ron Duguay, chest hair, great salad, looks like Jonas. And he tapped on his shoulder, and Duguay is a like Sudbury, like
gritty.
And he just said, before I knew it, Duguay was throwing bomb after bomb after bomb. And I guess he saw Berkey after the game, and Burke was like, what the hell are you doing? And he's like, you told me to do something to set the tone. He's like, well, not with that guy. Like,
that's
figure
so
it out.
Funny. Yeah,
but that's that kind of stuff just doesn't really apply, I don't think, anymore.
No, but the game's changed. But, but you know, we get back to it. I know we got to go. But, like, at least if you have that mentality, and that's where a guy like Nick Foligno, Wayne Simmonds, like protecting your teammates but through team toughness and just that Wolfpack mentality. We'll get back into it because, you know, I think the makeup of the Leafs, that's what everyone's talking about right
now. Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. That's I think, where we're going.